Hello, this is Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. It's Tina from
Hello?
Apple Splash. Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can. My phone was tripping out. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. I was just calling from Local Splash, and I wanted to let you know that we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Okay. I got a new one. Let me pull it out here and give it to you.
No wonder.
I think the only thing that changed is the expiration date.
Okay, so if it still ends in 6991, I can just put in the new expiration.
Yeah, it's the expiration is 12 of 28.
12 of 28, and the code?
627.
Okay, so let me go ahead and
give it just a minute here. I'm transferring some money over to you.
Okay, no problem. We'll give it a minute, and then we'll process it when you're ready, and then you'll be good to go.
All right.
So the bank didn't send you a different number, right? It still ends in 6991?
Yeah, it sure does. It was just just an expiration of the card was all.
Okay.
But
so,
it should go through just fine now. If it doesn't, just give me a holler.
You're good with the transfer then. Let me give it. You know, the reason I asked is the code that we're getting says suspected fraud. So it doesn't say that it was like an expiration issue. And I just tried it again and it said the same thing with the new expiration.
Okay.
So
I guess there's probably a suspect charge. I've had my card stuff stolen.
Or it could be
before.
That maybe the bank is going to send you a text just off, you know, to have you authorize it to say, like, hey, Local Splash is trying to pull 149.
How much were you trying to charge because it didn't show up on my end?
Just $149.
Yeah, I did get one of those fraud texts that I didn't realize.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's what it is. I think if you approve it, I can try it again, and it should be able to go through. But other than that, nothing else changed. It's still 3010 Amy Circle for the billing address?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I don't believe I've been getting any receipts or anything. Can you email my, like, monthly receipts or whatever? I'll give you an email address.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, I want to let you know that you can go on your dashboard and access all the past receipts just in case you needed to print them for tax purposes. But,
yeah, that's what it's about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard, but I'll also manually send the invoices. Is it a1climbers@yahoo.com?
That's perfect.
That's perfect. Okay. So, and then just let me know if you got that fraud alert and you approved it. I can try to process it again.
Yeah, I already approved it. Should go through.
Okay.
If not, I'll have to call them.
Yeah. You know how banks have a mind of their own sometimes, but let's give it another whirl. It should be fine now. Okay. So now it's giving me the decline message, but that could just be because you did the transfer. Maybe it takes, you know, 15 minutes or so to post. So I'll try again in an hour. If we're still having trouble, I'll follow up with you later in the week, but you should be good to
You can give me a call today even. That's fine.
Okay. I'll try it an hour then.
As soon as you realize it's not working right, just give me a holler and I'll get a hold of them.
Yeah, it could be that, like you said, maybe they put some kind of fee on there, and then, you know, maybe it's still a little low, because that's the error that we're getting. So either the transfer hasn't posted yet, or it did post, and it's still a little low. But I'll call you in an hour if we're still having trouble, and if you don't hear from
perfect.
Me, you'll know that everything went through fine, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Mark. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.